Does it put a damper on the team record yesterday, team reception record, when you don't win that game, Wes?
You know, anytime you don't win the game, you know, it's definitely everything's kind of put on the back burner. So, you know, it was, you know, was supposed to be a, you know, a great day is, you know, kind of nullified by, you know, the loss. So that's just kind of the way it goes.
Troy's still pissed at you, by the way. Even though he's got his nice new red jacket, he's still not happy about it.
Yeah, I know. I know, man. He gets under wraps pretty well.
I gave him a little voodoo doll last week. Poking it for me, you know. But you have any thoughts of me when you caught that pass and you pass him? You're like, man, I like that Troy Brown guy, man. But I got to pass him up, man.
It, you know what? It did cross my mind. I was just before the game started, you know, just being like, oh, man, you know, not Troy Brown, you know, like he's just, he's the best, you know, so it's, you know, you always hate to see that, you know, but at the same time, you know.
I'm sure you didn't get a game ball either because when I passed Stanley Morgan, we lost the game to the Colts. I caught the pass to go ahead of Stanley and we were losing the game and it didn't seem like we were going to beat them that game anyway.
Yeah.
But, so it did. I mean, they didn't even mention it in the locker room after the game, so.
Yeah,
it's one of those type deals, and never got a game ball for it or anything. And so
it's not
the same feeling as when you win the game.
It's funny, yeah. I was expecting questions about, you know, you and breaking the record and stuff like that, but nothing was about that. You know, like it was just like everything else was.
Let me guess what they were about.
No, yeah,
because we talked about it last week, and I said, listen, it's 1 week, you know, snap count, Wes Welker, it's no big deal. It's game plan week to week. But it did open some people's eyes, you know, when you weren't starting, other than the fact that Troy asked Bill to please not start him, not play you, so you didn't play the
record.
Other than that, but were you surprised you weren't in that lineup? When did you find out, in the starting lineup?
I mean, I really wasn't positive even leading up to, you know, the first series. So, you know, I wasn't sure what was going to happen, so I just go out there, and whenever my number's called, I go out and play.
Isn't it a given, though, for you? I mean, you know, we just think Wes Welker starts the game. I mean, it's just 122 catches. This guy starts, and when he's not, that's why I think it opens people's eyes.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it is what it is, and I just, you know, coaches coach, players play, and you know, that's all I can do.
You mentioned you know until up until that first snap. I'm curious in the week going up and the game plan you built for Arizona. Any clues that early on it was going to be Julian out there on the field and not you before Aaron got hurt?
I mean a little bit, yeah. But you know, you just continue to just grind away and get ready for the week and prepare as if you know you're going to be going. And I did, you know, end up playing quite a bit in the game. So.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you can clear this up for me and these guys, too. I think I've been trying to explain to them. I don't know. You guys aren't playing the exact same position. I don't know, because I did see Julian line up as an outside guy several times.
Right.
But, I don't know, help me out with that one.
Well, yeah, I mean, we got a lot of great players. And, you know, with our tight ends and, you know, running the football and, you know, our offense is a little bit different and a little bit a little bit more balanced and different things like that. You know, I guess it really wasn't yesterday, but, you know, for the most part it is. And you know, I'm a slot receiver for the most part. I feel like I can play outside and do some different things there. But, you know, I'd go out there and do what I'm asked to do. And, you know, that's get open, catch a ball, and try to make plays. And, you know, when I got those opportunities yesterday, I tried to take advantage of them.
I think there's a lot of people, yeah, you know, just like, because when it happens, people just obviously start speculating, right? And they're like, well, you know, talks in the offseason, contract talks, maybe there's an injury there, he didn't play much in the preseason. Maybe he had a foot choke during the week that we didn't hear about. I don't know, but it was nothing like that. It's not health or anything else, you think?
No, I feel great. You know, I'm ready to go.
Yeah. And I know, and we've seen, you know, Gronkowski over the middle a lot, you know, making some of the catches that you did make in the past. And I know even when I was playing here that Tom liked his big guys because he can see them better, you know, over the middle. And those kinds of things happen sometimes too, you know. But, you know, and I told these guys too, I did notice, you know, once you were inserted into the game, once Hernandez went down, there was a little bit of a spark there, the running catch down the middle of the field before halftime. And you made a few things happen there for this football team, and it kind of just, you know, not just Drew, but everybody just kind of fizzled out there in the second half, too, and just kind of had a hard time getting started there in the second half until you guys went on a two-minute drive there to get the touchdown on the board. What kind of happened at halftime? Because I know it wasn't really a pleasant halftime speech that you guys got, but I don't know. You just couldn't get it going once Hernandez went down in the second half or what?
Yeah. Well, I think we felt that, you know, the no huddle and like the 2 minute we did there towards the end of the half, you know, we're somewhat successful on that and moved the ball and did some things. So, you know, going to halftime, we had to make some adjustments with Aaron going out and doing all those and everything that kind of happened the first half. That you got to make adjustments and change our, you know, our personnel and everything else to kind of fit into, you know, the game plan we had for that week. And, you know, the game plan almost kind of changed at that point.
Tom talked about this morning the inconsistencies, Wes, in the offense and how they could never, you guys never get a rhythm. After the game, you, Gronk, Arrington, Logan Mankins all said that you saw something in practice, that there was a practice at some point in the week that you sort of led you to believe, and you talked about it, that, uh-oh, there might be something that we're not prepared for, but practice led to this. What day was that, and how does that manufacture itself, where you know in a practice, boy, we're not on the page we need to be for this game on Sunday?
Hope it wasn't Saturday when I came out there.
No, it definitely wasn't that. Definitely wasn't that, but... I think there's all through the week. It was just, you know, not being on top of it, you know, too many mental errors and different things like that. And I think Fridays are especially a day where, you know, mentally you got to be really sharp. You know, maybe, you know, if you miss them, you miss like the depth or you miss, you know, some different things like that. But as far as assignments and techniques and doing all those things right, you know, it's a big day to make sure you're on top of all that stuff.
You talked about changing that plan once Aaron went out, and that's we were talking about before. Aaron Hernandez and Gronk, they're out there for every play against Tennessee, right? So you know they're a big focal point of this offense. But even with Aaron Hernandez going out, there's still so many weapons on this team, you would think it's just move forward. You know, how much does that change in a plan? You guys work all week long, he goes out, and all of a sudden it's completely different. How difficult is that?
You know, I think he's a key player. You know, he's a, you know, matchup nightmare for a lot of defenses. As far as how they want to play, do they want to put big people in there and you know let them run routes, or do they want to put smaller people in there and you know let us run the ball in our bigger sets? I mean, it's you know it's a dilemma for the defense to figure out how they want to play that and. You know, so it, you know, it changes for us, you know, as far as, you know, going into the week, what we're going to do and, you know, how we're going to play, you know, a guy like that and get him all ready. But it changes things whenever he goes down.
Wes Welker joining us here in studio. Weird preseason because you played 3 games in 9 days. You missed one of those and not a lot of reps. And I'm curious, did it put your team in the best spot to be prepared? Because offensively, there were some plays that were there. Maybe Tom talked about it today that you missed. Do you feel like you got enough reps, enough repetitions in the preseason to be where you want to be in week two?
I mean, obviously, you want to have more reps and especially game situations against different teams and things like that. But, you know, I've been in situations where, you know, I haven't played a lot in the preseason before and been able to come out there and do just fine. So, you know, it's just, you know, kind of getting the hiccups out and making sure we're ready to go.
Same type of question as Mutt here. Is okay, yeah, we have, I know the game situation, like preseason game, nobody wants to play in them anyway. But, I brought up the fact that just the way the league is set up now with the limited amount of practices where you just can't get the time and there's not enough practices and not enough time that Tom can spend with you guys. Especially new guys he needs to get familiar with. It's just not, you just can't get the reps in and the timing down that you need. There's 23 practices, I believe, before the first game, regular season game. Right. Used to be 24, 20, something like that before the first preseason game.
Right.
And now, I mean, you think that's a factor in the whole, you know, just, and it wasn't just you guys that looked like you weren't on the same page. It was a kind of across the league there. Like, I mean, it wasn't great football this past weekend.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think, you know, different things happen and, you know, I had a death in the family and, you know, missed a week of practice and, you know, you miss a week. It's like missing, you know, 2 weeks back in the day, or I say back in the day, you know, a couple of years ago, you know, it's a little bit different. So you got to make sure that, you know, you're on top of everything and you know, staying up to the challenge. And, you know, but so, you know, missing that time and stuff, I mean, it hurts. I agree with you, especially now that, you know, you don't get as many reps, but I like it better. I tell you,
the body feels better.
You know, it's not like the normal,
exactly.
You know, grind of.
With receivers, it's not about getting hit with the practice time. It's just about the wear and tear on your legs,
the running,
just
being able the cutting,
to, yeah, being able to recover
all that stuff. Yep.
You know, but I do think they can probably find a fine line in this somewhere where they can balance this thing out, because I mean the quality of football is. At this time of the year, it's not where it used to be. I mean, you saw a lot of big returns in the kick game and all that stuff. But as far as teams like the New England Patriots, they were already clicking with their passing game, you know, by this time.
Right.
Yeah. And it's like, I mean, I think Dick Vermeil said this. I mean, how can you get better when you don't practice? Who does that? You know, who does it sitting around? I mean, nobody. Yeah. You know, you just – things are better when you practice them. You know, like – when I was in the fourth grade, I didn't know what, you know, 2 times 2 and 2 plus 2 was like the same thing.
You still struggle with that
sometimes,
though. You know? But a lot of people felt coming in this year, you know, with you back and Aaron and Gronk back, and Brandon Lloyd's a new guy, but he still knows the system, that it would click, that it would come back a lot quicker. You know, you guys would click on all cylinders. And in week one, you still looked great week one. I mean, did you feel like there was still that adjustment with Tom coming into camp every year, or are you guys always on that same page?
You know, I feel like we're always on the same page. You know, we got to do a better job of just practicing everything and make sure we're on top of it all. And you know, it still takes time, no matter, you know, how many weapons you have or anything else. You know, everything's got to be, you know, clicking, and everybody just got to work together to get there.
Get you out on this. You got the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday night. It's a huge game in the AFC. Ray Lewis, their linebacker, came out after their loss yesterday to Philly and said, it's time to get the full-time officials back. And I'm not looking to put you on the spot and say every play you've seen, but you've seen 2 weeks of replacement officials. Have you noticed a difference in the way they call games, especially as a receiver? We see pass interference that, you know, usually is called and it's not called. We've seen guys barely get touched and it's called. What have you seen from these guys in these first couple weeks?
You know what? I haven't really paid attention to it very much. You know, I feel like I get held, you know, whether it's last year or this year. So, you know, I feel like it's pretty much, you know, the same. You know, I just try and concentrate on me and what I have to do out there. So, you know, I try not to get caught up in all that.
Just one more thing for me. Because every week, you know, you're used to seeing you leading this team, you know, in targets, and especially last year. You talk about all the new talent you have, and you got a ton of new weapons on this team and different roles with the tight ends. But is it hard as a competitor, maybe not being that focal point that maybe you have been in the past with this offense?
I mean, not really. I mean, you know, we got, you know, a good team and some good players, and it's, you know, it's good to have, you know. You know, if we have to rely on me to make 120 catches, you know, it's not where we want to be as an offense. And you know, we have some guys that have really stepped up, and it's good to have, you know, those guys out there making plays for us.
Troy, put the voodoo doll away. Put the West voodoo doll.
Stop putting the pins in there. I will say this, though. West Walker, you know, less practices now by the league, less playing time. You just might make it to 20 to 23 years in the league.
Shoot. If I get anywhere close to you, bud, like, I'll be a happy man.
What is this,
you
nine? This is nine?
Nine.
Yeah.
You can go the other side of the football.
He could play 20. He could play 20 to 23 years.
Yeah,
he'd be the next Jackie Slater.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
He's the new Patriot leader in all-time receptions. Wes Welker joining us. Wes, appreciate the time. Thanks.
All right. Thank you all. I appreciate it. Troy, thanks, bud.
Anytime, bro. Jonas, anytime.
Yeah, no doubt.
Every Monday?
Every Monday.
I got to put it out there, man.
We'll break and we'll negotiate. We're live here at Gillette Stadium with Troy Brown, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Thanks, guys.